I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 7th. The search is on for a Quincy man with serious memory impairment who's been missing since yesterday afternoon. 62-year-old Miguel Brito Estrada was reported missing by his wife from his Winthrop Avenue home in Montclair. At about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, the man's described as being a Hispanic male, 5'8", 160 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes, last seen wearing gray pants, gray shoes, a light gray knit hat, and a brown winter jacket with a hood. He does not have a phone with him and suffers from serious memory impairment. Officials say a Quincy police canine tracked Miguel to the Wollaston T station where the scent ended. Miguel may attempt to return to a previous address on Talbot Avenue in Dorchester. He has previously been found wandering around the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact Quincy Police. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane has been unanimously elected to serve as the council president for another year. During the first council meeting of the new year last night, at-large Councilor Scott Campbell nominated Kane to serve as council president for a second year. And Councilor at Large Nina Liang offered a second for Campbell's nomination. Kane was elected on a roll call vote unanimously. Kane was first elected to the Ward 3 City Council seat in 2015. This is his first two-year term as council president. Two Quincy firefighters are being honored for helping to rescue a woman who was trapped in a house fire in Braintree last October. The Quincy City Council last night commended Quincy firefighters Stephen Sweet and Sean Breslin. Both are Braintree residents, and both were home on the night of October 29th when firefighter Sweet heard about a house fire near firefighter Breslin's home on Jefferson Street in Braintree. Sweet contacted Breslin, who raced to the scene and then directed Braintree firefighters to a second-floor window where a woman was trapped and had become unconscious. Firefighters were able to rescue the woman, who was treated at the hospital and has recovered. A second person also escaped that fire. Quincy Fire Chief Joe Jackson praised the actions of both men, commending them for always being on duty, whether working or not. Both firefighters work out of the Wollaston Fire Station. A community meeting will be held this evening regarding the plans to build a new Squantum Elementary School. The meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Squantum School gym and will cover topics including an update on the new school design, details about infrastructure work starting this month, and what to expect this year. The City Council recently approved almost $109 million for the new school and $4.5 million for updated electrical and communications infrastructure around the new school. Construction on the new school is scheduled to begin as soon as school lets out in June. A Hanson man has been sentenced for a tax fraud scheme in which he willfully failed to pay employment taxes for his two businesses. 67-year-old Kenneth Marston was sentenced to 6 months in prison, followed by 18-month supervised release, with the first 6 months served on home detention. Marston was also ordered to pay almost $102,000 in restitution. Last October, Marston pleaded guilty to one count of failing to collect and pay overemployment taxes. From 2015 through 2018, Marston owned and operated two businesses, Bomar Steel Industries Incorporated, which engaged in steel fabrication, and Teleconstructors Incorporated, which provided installation services on cellular phone towers. During that time, Marston falsely treated his employees as if they were independent contractors and in turn failed to withhold employment taxes on over $3.8 million in combined wages. As a result, Marston avoided reporting and paying $1 million in employment taxes owed to the IRS. The state agency focused on healthcare information and analysis did not adequately monitor hospitals experiencing financial distress and failed to fine facilities and health systems for defying data reporting requirements. It's according to a new report from auditor Diana DeZoglio's office. DeZoglio's examination of the Center for Health Information and Analysis, which also criticized the lack of information on the agency's website and its accessibility, spanned from July of 2021 through June of 2023. The period did not capture the Steward Healthcare bankruptcy crisis, and the report points to the agency's limited enforcement authority, which may be addressed in a bill that is awaiting Governor Healey's signature. The audit claims that the agency didn't identify or examine acute care hospitals considered to be in financial distress or at risk of closing or discontinuing essential services. The agency also didn't produce financial reports on the 8 Steward Healthcare hospitals operating at the time. In its response, the agency says it's consistently collected, analyzed, and reported data on hospitals and health systems aside from Steward. It also pointed out that it sued Steward for noncompliance, and the Superior Court determined the company must turn over financial information, although that matter remains hung up in court. The audit contends the agency didn't level more than $1.6 million in fines against hospitals that failed to submit information on time, including Steward facilities. The bill on the governor's desk expands the agency's oversight and enforcement authority, in part by subjecting private equity investors and real estate investment trusts to financial reporting requirements. Fines for violations would soar from $1,000 to $25,000 weekly, with the bill eliminating the annual cap of $50,000. Acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy said yesterday he will be stepping down from his role effective January 17th. Levy tendered his resignation to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday afternoon. Levy became the acting U.S. Attorney in Massachusetts in May of 2023. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Mary Moraine, who has been with the Department of Justice for 16 years, will assume the role of acting U.S. Attorney in Massachusetts following Levy's departure. Levy, who was twice nominated by President Biden for the permanent role as U.S. Attorney, was appointed U.S. Attorney by Attorney General Garland in November of last year. As U.S. Attorney, Levy served on two subcommittees of the Attorney General's Advisory Committee, White-Collar Crime and Terrorism and National Security, and was a member of the Human Trafficking Work Group. Levy also served as the Northeastern U.S. representative for the U.S. Attorney Community on the Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow down 25, but the Nasdaq soared 243, and the S&P added 32. Asian stocks mostly rose today. The dollar was up, the euro rose, and oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are in Denver against the Nuggets tonight at 10. Bruins are home against the Oilers tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly sunny, windy, and cold, a high 25. For tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and cold at the low of 14. More of the same tomorrow, sun and clouds, mid-20s. Upper 20s on Thursday, mostly sunny, 36 for Friday. For the boater waves, 2 feet, that northwest wind, 20 to 25, gusting to 30 knots. There's a gale warning up offshore, high tide 5:13 p.m. Sunrise 7:12, sets at 4:28. So again, partly sunny, windy, and cold, the high 25. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, January 7th.